静かただたまらん静かレイチャーマンチャー君の感サーブガーチャンサハダナNelita, Sisatan, Sansa, Namah Vishnu Padaya.Krishna Krishna Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Utinami Shivasabhanavi Devi Dayitaya Kutabhai Krishna Samanda VijyanamDagini Prabhavi Namaha Madhu Jayodjana Pramadhyā Shirupanuga Bhakti GanShidhaura Karna Shakti Vigrahaya Namaskate Namaste Gauravani Srimutaye Dimakadini Rupanuga Virojyapa Siddhanta Dhantahari Sansara Gavarnanayinoka Pranaya Karna Dhanadhanacham Vastasya Kalyana Gunanavasya Vandikurati KarnarandamMahaprabhu Kirtana Nitta Gita Vadi Samadhyam Manaso Rasena RomanchakamPashe Taranga Bhaje Vande Gurakshi Sanadhanam चतुर्विधाति भगवत प्रसाद सदमान्न कृत्यान हरि भक्त संहान एतैव कीर्तिं भजतो सदैव वन्दे गुरुशिष्यनारविन्दम् श्रीराधिका माधवयदपादम् माधुर्यमीला गुणरूपनाम्नानि प्रतीक्षणाच्छादननुपास्य वन्दे गुरुं शरणारविन्दम् श्रीराधिका माधवयदपार माधुर्यलीला गुणरूपनाम्नम् प्रतीक्षण चापनुपास वन्दे गुरुशरणारविन्दम् संसारदानन्दलोक प्राणायकारुण्यघनाघनत्यम् सप्तसपुण्यगुणान्नवस्य वन्देऽस्ति शरणारविन्दम् सिद्धैः राजा तत्रापि राक्षाद्वल्लवश्च वन्दे गुरुशरणारविन्दम् रक्षाधरीतेन समस्तसाक्षी वृत्तकथाभावतेव सद्भि किन्तु प्रभो जातुयैव तस्य वन्दे गुरुशरणारविन्दम् वन्दे गुरुशरणारविन्दम् रस्य प्रसादा भगवत्प्रसाद यस्य प्रसादाग्नगति कुतोऽपि स्वयं सुगन्तस्य जगति सन्धम् वन्दे गुरुशरणारविन्दम् संसारदाभनन्दलोकाकामायकारिण्यधनाधनस्य रंगे गुरासी सरारिन्यं कृष्णा कीर्तन गानन सनपदे प्रेमामृतां बन्धी ीराधीरजनप्रियं रंगे गोपतनाकन लघुजिदं जीव गोपालकं नानाथाच विचारनैकं पुनः कैवल्यनिस्पादकं सद्धर्म संस्थापकं लोकानां हितकारिणं त्रिभुवनमन्नं करुणाकरं राधा कृष्ण पदारविंद भजनानंदे नमस्कारिकं वंदे गोपसनातन रघुजुगं श्रीजीव गोपालकं गौरांगनानुवंदन विभौ सद्या संधान्तं पापचापनचिन्तनं गोविन्ददानामृतैः आनन्दां बद्धनं कैवल्यनिस्सारकं वन्दे गोपसनातनलघुजुगं श्रीदेवगोपालकं श्रीगौरांगनानुवंदन विभौ सद्धा संधान्तं पापचापनचिन्तनं तनुभृतां गोविन्ददानामृतैः आनन्दामृधि बद्धनं संकुनं कैवल्यनिस्सारकं वन्दे रूपसनातनलघुजुगं श्रीदेवगोपालकं कृष्णा कीर्तन गानन सनपदं ේමං සම්බන්ධි ධීරා ධීර ගන ප්‍රියං ප්‍රියතනෝ ේනාසනෝ පූජිතං ීතං සම්ම කුසාභරෝ ගෝපී භාවන සාන්නිකා දිරහති කල්ලෝ ලමන්නෝ මන්දරූප සනාතන ලභජගන් සිදීබබෝ පාලකන්
රජකී කුසා කරී තන්නම්
प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्रीअद्वैत राधा श्रीवासदी गौरभक्तवृंदा
Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. परमहंस परिव्राज कचाजस्व तर सरस्वना भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रवाद दिया पंत को भी वचन लिंग दिया नामाचार्य शील हिला ठाकुर की जय श्री श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर समाचारि भूल भक्त लिंग दिया श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपतिनाथ श्याम सुंदर राधा सुंदर जी धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय स्वामी का भक्त बिंद की जाए ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असेंबल डिवोटीज गौतम आनंदी हरि हरि बोल। सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग दैट एवरीबॉडी शुड वॉक नियतं कुरुकर्मतं कर्म ज्ञायी यकर्मणा शरीर यात्रापिता ते अप्रसिद्धेत कर्मणा यज्ञार्था कर्मणा अन्नत्र लोकायं कर्म बंधना तदर्थं कर्म कौंतेय मुक्त संग समाचर। दिस इज द फॉर्मूला ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल रियलाइजेशन दैट वी शुड नॉट stop our working capacity, the prescribed duty in which we are engaged, that is not to be stopped. If we stop work and spiritual realization for spiritual realization, we leave this world and go to the jungle or Himalaya and sit down there for meditation, for spiritual realization. Oh, how many people will be ready to do these things? No. This is not for mass people. Lord Sri Krishna is prescribing something practical which can be adopted by everyone and all without any distinction. This point we have already discussed in the last week's meeting. That whatever you may be, it doesn't matter. You can realize the highest perfection of life, provided you work under the regulation of yajna, yajna karma. There is no harm working, but the work should be done for the supreme law. Jagga. Jagga means Vishnu. Because according to laws of nature, any work you do, it has got some reaction. And we are bound up by those reactions. The Vedas also says, karmana abhadhate jantu. The all living entities, they are bound up in this material encasement on account of their different kinds of karma or work. But here is the point that you shall not be bound up by the reaction of your karma if you act it on behalf of Jagga or Vishnu or the Supreme Lord. That is the secret. Jagyatha karmana annatra. Annatra. If you do not work for that supreme purpose, then you will be bound up. And this engagement of body will continue. This engagement of body will continue if you work on your own responsibility and not for the supreme purpose or the supreme law, Jagga or Vishnu. That is the text. Jagga means Jagga by Vishnu, it is Sute. Sute means the Vedic literature. The Vedic hymns, they prove it. Jagga means Vishnu. Vishnu tushartham karma samachara. Therefore, we have to work for the satisfaction of Vishnu. That is called Jagga. Sahajagga prajasushta purovata prajapati haneva prasavidhasva. Haneva prasavishadhyā neta go asti itta tamagup. The proof of the sacrifice, Jagga, is mentioned in the Vedic scripture. After the creation, it was so announced that if you want to be happy, you must perform sacrifice. Sacrifice. The Vedic literature is created for guidance of the conditioned soul. Every living being who is in this material world is conditioned by the laws of material nature. And it is a chance that this creation, and especially this human body, is a chance to get rid of this material entanglement. And the chance is open by acting for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Saho Jagda Praja Sista. Praja means the living entities, after being created, they were advised that you perform Jagda, or sacrifice for the satisfaction of Vishnu. That way, anena, by this, prasavishadhyā, you increase your enlightenment, prasavishadhyā, and whatever you want, that will be satisfied by this jagya. Devan jagya, that sacrifice. Devan bhavatanena ti deva bhavayantu parasparam bhavayanta sreya param sabhapata. Now, Jagga is practically, according to the Vedic rituals, Jagga or sacrifice is offered to different deva, demigods. There are And there's some thousands of demigods mentioned in the Vedic literature. And the whole portion is called Upasana Kanda. Upasana Kanda means worshipping different demigods. But what are these demigods? The demigods are just like different parts of the whole body of the Supreme Lord. They are, so to say, just like the government of the king. There is one king, but there are many state officers. Just you can imagine that if for management of a city like New York, you have got so many departments. As soon as we go to this chamber, we get so many departments, criminal departments, civil departments, and so many departments. So, for management of this universal affair, there are different departments also. So far you can get information from the Vedic literature. And each department, there is a particular director. And Brahma is considered to be supreme director of this universe. So, this yajna, sacrifice, right, Vedic ritual, they are indicated to pay different taxes to different demigods. But the Supreme Law is above all. Therefore, if one performs sacrifice for the Supreme Law, he is immune for other obligations. That is also necessary. Devarsi bhuta puninam pitrinam nayam kinkara vinita rajan sarvatmanada saranam sarannam gatu mukundam parihutta kattu. Now, as soon as a living being is born in this material world, he has got many obligations. He has got obligations to the different demigods. Why obligation? Because just like the sun is also one of the demigods, he is supplying you life. So you have got some obligation. Don't you have any obligation? If you have got obligation to the electric powerhouse for supplying this light, which are enjoying now, have you got no obligation to the sun, who is supplying so much profusely light? Yes, you have got. The Vedic literature confirms it, that you are indebted to the sun. Similarly, you are indebted to the moon. Similarly, you are indebted to the earth, and so many things like taking advantage of the supernatural power. So, we are actually indebted. Similarly, we are indebted to the rishis, great sages, because they have left behind them all this Vedic knowledge. You are taking advantage. Just like this Bhagavad Gita, or any scripture, any book of knowledge. So, we are indebted. Deva, Rishi, and Bhuta. Bhuta means ordinary, general living things in our dealings. Suppose if I go to consult some lawyer, I have to pay. If I want to consult some medical practitioner, I have to pay. So this is obligation. This is no mercy, this is obligation. Similarly, we are obliged in so many respects to the supernatural power, to the sages, to the ordinary living beings, And today, animals also, because they are drinking milk from the cows, so we are in that way. But instead of paying our indebtedness, we are killing. These are all reactions. They are creating reactions. If you don't pay bill for electricity for many long time, your electricity will be cut off. Your telephone will be cut off. But we must be conscious of our indebtedness to so many things. Devarti bhutatminam pitrinam. Pitrinam means the family in which you have taken your birth. You are indebted to the forefathers. Therefore, according to Vedic rites, in second time, you have to offer respect to your forefathers. During the month of October, there is general Sardha ceremony in India. So we are indebted to the forefathers. Devasi Bhutatminam Pitrinam. So we are in so many ways indebted. Our obligations are there. But Sarvatmanaja Saranam Saranam Gatu Mukundam. Na sarini na kinkara. The Bhagavad says, if somebody fully surrenders unto the Supreme, Mukunda. Mukunda means one who can offer you liberation from this material bondage. He is Mukunda. So if one surrenders fully and Krishna is Mukunda, then he is no longer anymore indebted to all these abilities. He is in it. At one straw, he becomes liquidated from all obligations. And in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find this statement confirmed in the last portion of Bhagavad Gita. The Lord says that Ahamkam Sarvapapibha Mokhayishyami. If you surrender unto me, Sarvadhanman Parityajya. Mametam Saranam Gatu. The Lord says that you have to do nothing. You simply surrender unto me. Sarvadhanman Parityajya. You have got so many obligations, it is right. But it is impossible for you. Of course, there are systems how to liquidate your obligations. But especially in this age, who is going to satisfy the demigods, who is going to satisfy the forefathers, who is going to satisfy so many obligations and ordinary living things? Nobody. But if you don't satisfy your indebtedness, then there will be reaction. But if you surrender unto the Supreme Lord, you will be protected from all this. Therefore, it is very easy. By one installment, we become free from all obligations. The Sarvadhanman Parityajya, Mametam Saranam Gatu, Ahamkam Sarvapapibha. Papibha means the reaction of sins. If I don't repay my indebtedness to the person to whom I am obliged, then I am become sinner. I am sinner. Just like I owe to you $100 or $1,000, I don't pay you. So then I become a culprit in the consideration of the state law. I have to pay you. Similarly, all indebtedness has to be liquidated. If you are unable to liquidate, then you will be a sinner. But you can save yourself from the reaction of all sins if you surrender unto the Supreme Lord. सर्वात्मनाद शरणं शरण्यं गतो मुकुंदम परिहित तुम ड्यूटी बट ईच यू गिव अप ऑल योर ड्यूटी एंड सिंपली सरेंडर एंड टू द सुप्रीम हार्ट व्हेन यू आर डिफीटेड एट वंस दिस इज द वर्सन ऑफ भागवत एंड दिस इज कन्फर्म्ड इन भगवद गीता बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एट श्री कृष्ण दैट if you surrender unto me, giving up all your other obligations, then I shall give you all protection. Antang sarvapapitva mukheshami. Now, if I am protected from the reaction of my sinful act, but it does not mean that I shall surrender unto the Supreme Lord at the same time continue to act sinful. No. Not that. Or, if I am obliged to continue, say God or the Supreme Lord will protect me. That is the point. Therefore, everyone should act jagda. Jagda means work to satisfy the Supreme Lord. That is called jagda. If you do not do that, then we shall be obliged. Otherwise, when the act which is done for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, that is immune from all reaction. But anything which is not done for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, that will oblige me in so many bondage of obligation, and I will have to repay that after many, many continuation of the repetition of birth and death. That is the secret of life. So, devan bhavayatanena, ti deva bhavayantava, parasparam bhavayantava, sriyam param vasati. And if you live your life for sacrifice of yoga, then you will never be unhappy. Never be in want. We become unhappy for want of things which is required. This is practical. This is practical. Anyone, if you subscribe, I have taken practical information. In 1942, there was a manufactured famine in Bengal by the manipulation of the given government. It is for the first time we experience that India, in our childhood, when we were children, at that time, the first class rice was selling $3 for 82 pounds. Can you imagine? $3. Not $3, I need to say, dollar is exchanged, say for less than $1, $3/4, 3 rupees, the exchange of dollar and rupees is 5 rupees, make $1. Now it was selling at 3/8. So about, 75 cents. 75 cents for 82 pounds of best rice. I have seen it in my experience in my life when I was born in India. Can you imagine that? But that rice, all of a sudden, rose in 1940, $10. Now just imagine, if something, the price of something is raised from 75 cents to $10. How difficult it becomes for the public, for general mass of people. So many people were in difficulty and so many people died for want of food. Diseases, because when there is want of food. But in the surprise, I inquired in 1942, person who were in our land, engaged in devotional studies. I also partake. At the same time, I am in my family life at that time, I have some responsibilities. I am myself, my wife, my five children, servant, and so many, about 10 people. And I was purchasing rice. So, anyway, management was saying that so many people died. But in the surprise, those were in some way or other in touch with the devotional service. I inquired from them individually, and I was satisfied that they were not individuals, even in that semi touch. Even from the villagers, I inquired that were in difficulty, they replied, no, we have no difficulty, somehow or other, we are managing. So, this is practical. Anyone who is engaged in the devotional service, whose life is dedicated for service of the Supreme, will see practically that there will be no war, there will be no unhappiness. This is a fact. This is a fact. Divan bhavatanena pi deva bhavantava parasparam bhavasyam parama vartata. This Vedic injunction is also like that, that you do sacrifice for the Supreme, then he will never be unhappy, he will never be in want. Now mind that the work is not stopped. The work in which you are engaged, that is not stopped. We have discussed in the previous verse that Yata Kuru Karma, the work which is entrusted to you, or the work in which you are now engaged, that is not to be abandoned. You work as you are doing, but you engage your the result of your work, of life, for the matter of sacrificing for the Supreme Lord. There is a very good example in the life of the Goswamis whom we daily pray, Bande Rupa Sanatana Ravijiva Sri Jiva Gopal. These six Goswamis are very important men of their age, in 500 years before. These Rupa and Sanatana, they are great politicians, ministers of the then Mohammedan government in Bengal. In Bengal, at that time, the Pathans were ruling. Before the Mughals came, there were Pathan ruling. For 1,000 years, the Mohammedans invaded India from 1000 AD up to 1947 till the end of the British period. India was under subjugation by so many foreigners, Mohammedans, Greeks, and so many. Lastly, the Mohammedans ruled for 800 years and the British has ruled for 200 years. So now they are brought independence, India. So, at that time, the Bengal was being ruled by the Mohammedans, Pathans, and their entrusted ministers were these, Rupa and Sanat. They were converted into practically Mohammedan. Hindu society was very strict at that time. Still they are very strict. Anyone serving a foreigner, he becomes at once ostracized. He's at once, I mean, rejected from the social intercourse. So these brothers, Rupa and Sanatana, because they accepted Mohammedan and ruler service as minister, they were outcast from the they were actually Brahmin by caste. Somehow or other, this Rupa and Sanatana contacted Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
they retired from their families and joined. And after all, they became the most important leaders of this movement, Rupa and Sanatana. So now, this Rupa and Sanatana, when they retired from their services, they brought home gold coins. At that time, there was no currency notes. Actual value, gold coins were in. Now, that gold coin was about 2.5 ounce weight. Just like imagine what is the value now, whatever it means. That means the estimation is some millions of rupees they brought home after their retirement. And they divided the money in this way. 50% for God. Whatever they accumulated, they set aside 50% for God, for God's service. God is God's service. God is not want of your money. He is quite competent for money. He doesn't require anything. But if we give, it is our interest. It is our interest. So he set aside 50% of his accumulated money for God. 25% for the relatives, family members. And 25% he kept in some village banker or the original banker for emergency. So that was the system we can see from great sages and acharyas. That whatever we are, they, according to Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Jagnyaksa Karman, whatever you want, that purpose is that you. The result of your work should be offered to the Supreme. Now, if it is not possible to offer the whole thing to the Supreme, so at least one should offer 50% of his income for God's purpose. That is the example we get from this acharya. 50% for God, 25%, of course, the relatives, they expect something from the father or the chief of the family, expect something. But according to this acharya ruling, the gift was only 25%, not that whatever money I have got, I leave to my family and go single-handed or to God. If God asks you what you have sacrificed for me, you have come to me. No, sir, I have sacrificed everything for my family. For my family. That is not yajna. Yajna means, now, if you cannot spare your money separately for God's service, then you can engage yourself in God's service and expend the money for God's service. Don't offer your money in other hands, but you spend yourself for God's cause. That will make you perfect. That is explained in the next sloka. Ishtan bhogani bodeva dasante jagubhavita tvaidvattam pradayibhva jo bhunte sena evasa. Ishtan bhogani, whatever you have got for your subsistence, you should know it is given by God. Now, say for example, these grains. The grains, they are given to you by God for eating. You cannot manufacture grain in your factory. You have manufactured or set up so many factories for manufacturing tools, machinery, motor cars, and so many other things for your comfort. But there is not a single factory in the whole world which can manufacture grapes, rice, grains or vegetables or something like that. So we should consider it that these foodstuffs which we eat daily, they are produced by God's mercy or they are given by God. Stand Bhutan Bhutiva. God or God's agent, whatever his name. Take a pan and if you care, even if you produce from your land, that is also God's mercy. Because for agriculture, for example, if there is no rain, you cannot produce anything. Now, rain, you have no control over rain. We shall come to that point in the next sloka. But if you perform yagyas rightly, you will have got, sufficient rain to produce everything. Maharaj Yudhishthira's rain, his kingdom, his government, was connected in that way. Profusely, the nature was producing profusely. How profusely he was benefited by nature's gift that is stated in the Bhagavad. I shall recite that, verse before you and explain to you. Next. So, Ishtan Bhogani Deva Dasante Jagdabhavita. If you perform the sacrifice, then your necessities will be supplied profusely by the agents of the Supreme Lord. Remind us always that we are not going to be idle. We shall go on with our work as we are doing. But at the same time, we must perform yagyas or sacrifice for the Supreme. Then we have sufficient for our necessity. And now, after having sufficient of our necessity, if you don't acknowledge or don't give the taxes or obligation, feel our obligation, then he says, praise the time to the Ayyubha. Now God and God's agent is supplying so many things, and if you do not acknowledge or repay by sacrifice, then what is your position? Jo bhunte, one who enjoys, tena eva sa, he is a thief. He is a thief, therefore punishable. As a thief is punishable by the state of civilization. One who takes advantage of this natural facility and do not acknowledge it and do not offer sacrifice to the Supreme, then he is considered to be a thief. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Tena eva. So, jagyasistasino santya mucchante sarvakilmasi. So, we are becoming debtors and debtors life after life in this way. And the only way to liquidate our so many debts is to perform yagyas. Now, there are different rituals of yagyas. If we want to perform such yagyas, for sacrificing clarified butter, grains, there are different so many kinds of yagyas. It is not possible in this age. But this age, the particular type of sacrifice which is recommended, we had some sample of it yesterday in our this law. Jagdai Sankirtanai Praya Jajante Hi Sumedhata. In these days, it is very difficult to perform all those rituals. First thing, it is very difficult to obtain all the ingredients for sacrificing method. And people are not very well-to-do. They cannot secure also. the symptoms of the people of this age is also described. Prayana alpayusa sabhya kalavasin jirijana. Prayana, in this age, people are generally shortly, they are not living for more than 60 or 70 years. Formerly, they were living more than 100 years. Gradually, their duration of life is decreasing. And it is stated also that it is decreased to such an extent that any man who is living from 20 to 30 years, he will be considered a very old man. That is also stated in the Bhagavad. Of course, that is not yet come, but it will come in this age. So, the symptoms of the people of this age are described that people are of very short life. Sāyena alpāyāyusa sabhya kalavasmin jigīdhanā mandā. And they are very lazy and slow. Slow and lazy means that they do not know that this life is meant for spiritual realization. So they are very lazy. All life, spiritual realization, you shall see later on. Let us enjoy life. That's all. So, this is a great disqualification of the human being, that they are not waiting for spiritual realization. Late, manda. And, manda bhagya, manda samanda matayo. And if somebody is at all interested for some spiritual enlightenment, then, unfortunately, Manda Sumanno, they adopt some spiritual method, this is not recognized. Spiritual realization with relationship with God is not spiritual realization. The whole spiritual realization means one must understand his relationship with the Supreme Lord. But generally, in these days, they want to avoid the conception of God. And at the same time, they want to be spiritually advanced. Therefore, they are called Sumanna Matayo. A very degraded form of spiritual realization without conception of God. Sumanna Matayo, Mandas, lazy, and if they are at all interested in some spiritual realization process, they try to avoid the conception of God. Sumanna matayo. And Mandabhagya means unfortunate. People of this age, mostly, they are not very fortunate. In any part of the world, they are not very fortunate. They do not get things, desirable things, very easily. Our desirable things are four things for living purposes. Ahar nidra vayamai sunanch. Eating, sleeping, and defense, and mating. These are our, generally, so far as our body is concerned. So these things are also not easily available. Samanda samanda matayo mandu bhagya upadhuta. And at the same time, in spite of all these disqualifications, they are always disturbed in mind. Why disturb? That roga sota adhi for some lamentation and for some disease. So this is the condition of the people of this age, and it is very difficult for them to follow the system of sacrifice which was being performed in the older days. Now, for them, in this age, Lord Chaitanya recommended this sacrifice, this Sankirtan Yajna, which we are trying to perform here. Sankirtan, Yajna hi Sankirtana intrahi yajanti hi sumeh. Now, those who have got better bread, they will adopt this process of sankirtan janma for satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. That will be helpful for the men of this age. That is recommended in Bhagavad. Now either you adopt this yoga or that yoga according to your capacity. But you must have to perform yoga. Without yoga, you cannot be happy. Yajnasistha sino santa musyanti sarvakim sei punyante te abhang papa ye pachanti atmakarna. Pachanti atmakarna means cooking. The cooking is the most important business of our life. Cooking, nobody is human being. We are not cats and dogs. Every human being has to cook things for eating. Now this eating process, the Lord says that one who takes the eatables after they sacrifice, then he becomes free from all kinds of sinful yes. And one who cooks for himself, for enjoyment, then he eats all kinds of things. All kinds of things. Jagnasistasina santa. Santa. Santa means saints and sages. They do not get anything without offering yoga. At least whenever you take something, if you offer the same thing to the Lord, my Lord, it is by your grace I have passed this eatable. You kindly accept it, and I shall tell the government. This is yoga. This is of the yoga. Let us say yesterday, we prepared some food cooperatively and offered to Lord and performed sankirtan, and we took it. This is the simplest process of performing yoga. Because we require food. So, this was done here in this loft as a matter of example. But you can do it in your home also. Because you are cooking for your children, for yourself, for your wife, for family members. Now, if you cook nicely things which have to be offered to the Lord, of course, you must be careful to prepare food stuff. Because we are going to offer to the Lord, and we must offer things which is acceptable by the Lord. At least, of course, Lord can accept anything and everything. He is quite competent. He is all-powerful, almighty. But it's still, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, the Lord says, patram pusvam phalam toyam jyomi bhakta pradishthati. Anyone who gives me these four things, patram pusvam phalam toyam. That means, grains, vegetables, and flowers, fruits, all these things, anyone who offers me, I take them. Offers is tara bhakta upajitam, with devotion. Not that God is hungry and therefore He is hankering after your offering of food stuff. No. He is quite competent. He has got many things to eat. It is practically His things we are eating. But still, if we prepare food stuff in that way and offer it to the Supreme Lord, then after offering if we take, then we become free from all sinful reactions. That is stated here. Yajnasistasino santa mucchyante. Mucchyante means he becomes liberated, freed from. What is that? Sarvapirmi says all kinds of sinful reactions. Yes. But one who does not do so, bhunyante te abhang papa, they must be eating only sins. Only sin. So we have to suffer the sinful reaction also. Dipachanti atmakarna. of the changes. Now, it is very easy. What? You are going to the store, just like yesterday, a day before yesterday, Mr. Carl and Mr. Pa went to some store. Oh, tomorrow it is the Jagga. Things are purchased. But the purpose of purchase, the same thing we are purchasing from the store, but we are things I sell it. That if you transfer that etiquette only, that this is, we are purchasing things for God's eating. So that's no loss on your part, that you perform yoga. You perform yoga. This practice has to be done. Jagna Sikrasino Santa, Mutyante Sadhukinsi. If you practice these simple things, then you become free from all sinful reactions. And if you don't do this, then what happens? Na Bhunyante Adhanga Papa. One who does not do this, he is only sinful reaction, and he has to pay for that. He has to suffer for that. Pachanti Atmaka, he has no relation with the Jagga or Vishnu. But he thinks that I shall eat. So the beginning of the process of Jagga in this age can be very easily done by everyone. Either he is family man or single man or any. Everyone has to cook for himself. Now that cooking being done for the Supreme Lord, and after cooking the foodstuff, offer it to the Supreme Lord and perform this Jagga Sankita, that Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, that you become free from all sins. After all, whatever we are doing, we are committing some sort of, even unknowing. There are recommendations on these babies, Pancha Jagga. Pancha Jagga means that unknowingly we are killing many living entities. Suppose when you are walking on the street, there are many ants who are being killed on the pressure of our shoes. So that is also counted as sin. In God's kingdom, in God's, I mean to say, state, just like here, you have to pay by your life if you kill one man. If you commit a murder, you have to repay this murdering sin by your own life. That is, of course, an imperfect law, man-made law. Similarly, in God's law also, if you kill any living entity, you have to suffer for that. Because in the God's eyes, there is no question of man or animal or ant or fly or something. Every living entity is the son of God. Now suppose your father has got 5 sons. One of them is worthless, is doing nothing. And if the other son says, my dear father, this son, your youngest son or this son, is worthless, is doing nothing. Let us kill him. Will your father agree? Because he is worthless, will your father agree? No. He will say, no. You have nothing to do. He is not harming you. He is eating my subsistence. I am paying for his subsistence. Why you should kill him? Similarly, in this material nature, all these living entities in different forms, they have come for material enjoyment. And everything is being supplied by the Supreme Law. We have no right to kill them. We have no right. According to God's law, according to concept, the same thing, just like the father will never agree to kill a worthless child by the competent God. No. So, consciously and unconsciously, we are committing, suppose I am not willingly killing any animal, but unconsciously I am killing so many living entities by my walking, by my so many things, they are called Pancha Jaggas in the Vedic. So, And even if we care, do not kill animals, simply by eating vegetables, they are also left. It does not mean that vegetarians are not killing. They are also killing. The law is that a living entity lives by killing other living entities. That is the law. those who have got hands, they are killing those who have got legs. Just as man is killing animals. The animal is eating the grass, those have no legs. But this is the law. But our thing is that we have to offer yajna. Killing of animals does not mean that if a man kills a cow or goat for eating, he is killing. And those who are vegetarian, they are not killing, they are also killing. But the vegetable has also got life. So it is not the question of killing. It is the question of offering yajna. It is a question of offering yajna. Even animal eaters and the slave eaters, they have also some process for offering yajna. In the Vedic process, in the slave eaters, they are also prescribed that you can perform yajna like this. The yajna must be there. Yajna must be there. But, so far, we are concerned who are going to have Krishna consciousness. We have to check the effects of Krishna, as it says in the Bhagavad Gita. He says that Katram Pusram Phalam Suyam. He is asking food stuff prepared from vegetable kingdom. Therefore, we have to prepare things from vegetable kingdom nicely and very palatably and offer Krishna and then get it. This yajna will make us free from all kinds of things, and our life will be sublime. Thank you very much. Any questions?